Let's take a look at B-Day. In this problem, here are the things that you're going to need to do. First, we'll give you the sheet music for the song Happy Birthday. And using your understanding of sheet music and what each of the lines and spaces between the lines mean and how long each note lasts, you'll figure out what notes are being played and how long they're going to last. And finally, you're going to write down the ASCII representation of those notes in a file called bday.txt, where we'll show you in a moment a format whereby you can represent notes and their accidentals and their octaves and their lengths all in a text-based format. So let's take a look at that format now. Here's some ways that we would represent notes as ASCII text. If I had a line that looked like C4 at 1 over 8, the interpretation of this is the note is C, it's in the fourth octave, and everything after the at sign is how long the note lasts, and 1 8th means it's an eighth note. So that's C4 at 1 over 8. If we wanted to represent a note with accidentals, we could include that in this text-based representation as well. For example, C sharp 4 at 1 8th means this is the note C sharp, also in the fourth octave, and it's also an eighth note. And finally, if we wanted to represent a flat note, for example, we might do C flat 4, where the flat is just represented by the lowercase b ASCII character, C flat 4 at 1 over 4, which would be C flat in the fourth octave, but this time a quarter note instead of an eighth note, where a quarter note, if you recall, is twice as long as an eighth note is. And using this representation, we have the ability to represent sheet music just using the characters that we have on our keyboard. And so a sequence of notes might look something like this. Right here, we have D in the fourth octave, which is going to be an eighth note, followed by F sharp in the fourth octave, which is going to be a quarter note, followed by A in the fourth octave, which is also a quarter note. And that blank line just means that we're going to rest for an eighth note length. In other words, there's going to be no sound for a period of time equal to 1/8 note. And then following that blank line, we have D in the fifth octave being played for a length of 1/8 note. And so using this representation, we have the ability to represent songs using just text. So your task now doesn't actually require you to write any code, but all you'll need to do is take a look at the sheet music for Happy Birthday, figure out what notes are being played, and then turn that into that text-based representation of notes, where each note gets its own line, that's the note, followed by an accidental, if it has it, followed by an octave number, followed by the at sign, followed by the length of that note, where 1 over 8 is an eighth note, 1 over 4 is a quarter note, and 1 over 2 is a half note, for instance. Put all of that in a file called bday.txt, and you're done. And that's B-Day.